This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Because yesterday I see a headline that says the following, and tell me if the hammer's not right or not. Here's the headline: discovery of massive black hole jets is causing astronomers to rethink the structure of the universe. What's my point? My point is it's good that they're rethinking it, but this is why I don't buy into the dogma that what is definitely is. Maybe it's not. I mean, Pluto was a planet until it wasn't, and then it was back. Why? I don't know.
It had a better support group the second time around.
Maybe. People change their mind. They learn new things. That's why I doubt things. I don't totally push it aside.
Carbon dating.
But I doubt things like carbon dating.
There are some things, though, that the science has been science.
You think so, but you don't know.
But there's a point where it's like it might not be like to the day or to the year. But the point is that it is exact enough where it is close enough in certain things.
Here's
where you can make
ready for my point?
Statements based on
you ready
that.
For my
yes.
point?
What's your point?
I believe a million years from now, there will be more known knowledge that will help us better understand exactly when something was from 37,000 years ago.
That doesn't mean you just ignore.
I don't ignore, but I take it with a what? What's
no,
that?
You do.
A
you
grain
say you
of
don't
salt.
You don't buy it, though.
No,
like,
that's
what you say. It's not a grain of salt. You just don't believe it.
My
you
point is, don't
discount
tell me.
It. That's the problem.
No.
You don't take it with
just,
a grain of salt. You actually say,
yeah, you're like, nah, I'm out on that.
No, here's the thing.
Not my style.
Don't tell me it's 37,543 years ago if it was 46,000 years ago. That's all I'm saying.
But it's not that far off, is the point. The point is that it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, it's off by 9,000 years. Patrick in Tabernacle. What up, Pat?
Hey, morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing well, Patrick.
Patrick.
Hey, real quick, I called for the Phils, but Jalen Hurts, to me, is not the quarterback I thought he was. That's all I'll say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Moving to the Phillies, you know, the layoff, it's a weird thing getting this layoff, but I'm totally good with it. I think my question is, are we going with Sanchez?
Well, we don't know. We don't know at all. I mean, we don't know who's going to pitch two and three, and then you know, is whoever doesn't pitch of the big four, does that guy go to the bullpen or does he get game four? My guess is he goes to the bullpen because Zach Wheeler will get game four. But frankly, Patrick, we need to see the layout of the series. Sometimes you have one off day. Sometimes you have two.
Yeah.
We don't know yet which
get that weird off day.
Yeah, I mean, last year the Phillies benefited. There was an extra off day in one of those series. I forget which one. And it helped them, but we got to see the schedule.
Well, I was going to say, but if you're just a slot and number three per se, who is it?
Well, let me ask you this question. Who's number two? Let's address that first.
Well, you got to go Nola, Joe. What are you going to bump
I agree,
off?
But a lot of people don't.
Well, you're not going to. I mean,
Sanchez didn't
a lot
help
of people
himself.
Sanchez did not look
no, he
great last
himself.
Night.
I know, no, I'm aware.
But
you know,
there are a lot of people who think that Sanchez should start game. I'm with you. I would start Nola in game two, but. It's way more than I thought it was.
Patrick, I want to play some audio. Hang on a second here. I want to play Larry Anderson. Now, let's be fair here. This is prior to yesterday's game. So L.A. is on the afternoon show with Marks. Now, who is it? Who's on the show now? I'm so confused.
Ike Spike.
You got too many names.
Really?
Marks is definitely not one of them.
Marks is not one of them, but somebody's got to get bumped. Fritz has to get bumped out of the name. Can we just
really?
Can we just go with Spike and Ike? Whoa. This is so hard.
This is fighting words here.
Well, I'm not trying to be
Jack
rude.
Jack listens. He's probably listening
right now.
I
love Jack.
Hey, buddy.
I love him. But it's too many names for me to...
Jack, I got your back. You should be on the show.
James, and I'm just going to call it the afternoon show, and then no one gets any credit.
Okay, that's pretty rude of you. But yeah.
Right. Here's Larry Anderson yesterday.
It sounds kind of rash, but you know what?
Like, we're all teammates here, you know?
Spike
you know,
brought
same
in
team.
All sorts of rules and rash ideas. So Joe is turning it right back around and being a little bit rash with the show.
Thank you. We're going to be shrapnel because of you.
We might be, but here's my new rule. Two names or no name.
This is the Joe DeCamera official position, not the morning show official position.
Here's Larry Anderson yesterday. This was a very interesting answer from him about the Nola Sanchez issue.
I'll support you, by the way.
Thank you, John.
Hold on. It is a way better name. Spike and Ike is a way better name. There's no doubt.
It's just wonky, man. All right, here's L.A. on the afternoon show.
Would you consider starting him at the number two spot so his first start is at home as opposed to Nola in that first series?
I wouldn't consider it. I would absolutely do it.
Oh, there you go. Do you think Topper would consider it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a Topper. I don't know him personally, but he does seem Nola's my two. He's my guy. I'm going to put him there. So that's why I ask.
I think, I totally agree in that respect for Topper. I mean, he's the manager and he's going to make that decision. But if it was me, I would start him here in the second game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nola's pitched, he can pitch on the road in the playoff game. He can pitch at home. I think there's a big difference between Sanchez, you know, doing it here. And that's my feeling.
All right, Patrick. So you heard what Larry Anderson said, and a lot of people believe that. What do you say?
I still stick with Nola number two.
I agree with you.
I'm still pitching Nola. You know what?
Experience matters, Patrick.
Well, Patrick, let me add this into the equation also that I don't think has gotten enough attention. We don't even know in the second round that they will play, and in the third round that they would play. You know, if they get there. If the Phillies will have home field advantage or not, meaning everyone's doing this whole Sanchez thing for the first series they play in, the whole thing could be topsy-turvy. Where's game one of the NLCS?
Also,
Where's game one of the World Series?
You just want your best pitchers earlier to have more rest so they can pitch again in series and pitch the next series and start and so on and so forth. You just want to line them up with your best guys.
And Patrick, here's the most basic way I'll put it. If you get to game five of that first round that they play, who do I want getting the second start and pitching do or die game five? For me, it's Aaron Nola.
So that we don't know the schedule. It could be a four starter and then Wheeler in that one. But I'm 100% with you if it's that situation. Or if it goes five, you want Nola being the starter for the next series.
There's
so many ways for
that. All right, Patrick, give me an answer. What only happened once?
I'm not sure if this qualifies. The D.B. Cooper case.
You know, that's an interesting one.
Only unsolved hijacking in U.S. history, I believe.
Yeah.
That's correct.
If that's accurate, I think it qualifies. And, you know, the thing is, they jumped out of a plane, and did he survive? Did he not survive?
People are tweeting at the afternoon show to let them know what you said, just so you know. Chris Wilson, yoga at the afternoon show. Yo, guys, WIP morning show just disrespected you guys big time. Joe DeCamera needs to be put on notice.
Rhea said it.
I didn't.
You know that they're going to cut the audio and play it, right? That ain't going to work.
Wasn't me. Wasn't me. didn't happen. Didn't, just
it
flat
was Shaggy,
wait,
though.
Hold on.
Flat
what,
out didn't
what,
happen.
What did Rhea say?
Rhea said that the Fritz thing has caused a problem and the name of the show's too long. Blah, blah, blah. That's what I heard Rhea say.
Yeah, I think she said it.